First, as the case of the missing votes mystifies a nation, a former Australian Federal Police Commissioner has been called in to lead the investigation. The Australian Electoral Commission yesterday admitted almost 1,400 ballots in Western Australia have been lost. It means the entire state could well go back to the polls. And having just won the seat of Fairfax in Queensland, the billionaire Clive Palmer has waded into the WA issue, accusing the Electoral Commission of vote rigging. Martin Cudahy reports.
It's a humiliating admission. Somewhere, somehow, the Australian Electoral Commission has lost 1,375 Senate votes.
Obviously, it's very disappointing for the AEC. We do pride ourselves on our conduct of general elections and our good reputation over many years, also in overseas spheres where we assist other electoral commissions in that sense as well.
The Australian Electoral Commission spokesman Phil Dyack says former Federal Police Commissioner Mick Kelty has been brought in to investigate the case of the missing votes, but he doesn't necessarily expect him to solve the mystery.
He'll have any resources and access he requires to come to those findings and recommendations about this issue.
The Special Minister of State, Michael Ronaldson, says he's made his displeasure known to the Electoral Commissioner.
I had personally expressed my view to the Electoral Commissioner, my very strong view that the situation is totally unsatisfactory, and as responsible minister, I viewed this very, very dimly. I mean, people have got to have trust in the AEC. That's one of our pivotal democratic institutions. And these sort of incidents, I think, effectively can, if you like, negate that trust that people have in the commission.
Dr. Stuart Jackson is a politics lecturer at the University of Sydney, and he says he's never seen anything like it.
This may have happened before, but we've just never noticed because we've never had a recount in the same way. Nonetheless, at the same time, the Electoral Commission is, well, they're human and they will be fallible at various times. It's just that this is a rather embarrassing fault to have at this point.
The AEC is generally very well regarded, particularly in the Asia-Pacific region. What does this do for its reputation?
Probably not a lot, given that other systems may, you know, have had systemic faults, i.e. it's not just ballot boxes being lost, it's ballot boxes being stolen, corrupted, electoral fraud, in fact. So their reputation it'll be a talking point when they talk to other commissions, but I think they'll be sure to reassure anyone who uses their services that, in fact, they're pretty good most of the time, and if they occasionally have a glitch, perhaps it just proves that they're human.
Dr. Jackson says if there is a new Senate election, then it's likely fewer people will actually cast their vote.
Really will be interesting to see how people react to this. If you remember by-elections normally have a much lower turnout. Will we actually see a drop-off in people just saying, well, why the hell, I voted last time, why do I have to be forced to come out and vote again?
The Palmer United Party leader, billionaire Clive Palmer, has been critical of the AEC, but he is now accusing it of deliberately rigging the election.
There was a count on a number of votes, and our candidate won. Secondly, there was a recount, and they lost the votes. Well, you can't rely on the recount. You've got to go back to the full count, or you've got to have a new election.
The AEC says it has apologised and now wants to move on.
There are very detailed procedures for the handling of votes, and we have a very prescriptive set of electoral laws which the AEC follows. We've seen that in the recount in Fairfax, for example.
That seat has now been claimed by Clive Palmer himself, and by the slimmest of margins, just 53 votes. The Liberal National Party's candidate, Ted O'Brien, is still entitled to challenge the outcome. But the party's Queensland director, Brad Henderson, said in a statement that they're still considering their options.
Given the sheer scale of this process, in terms of the number and nature of challenges and determinations made, the LNP will now take some time to consider its position.
The World Today understands LNP scrutineers have discovered what they are calling inconsistencies. The party has 40 days to challenge the outcome.
Martin Cudahy reporting there.